When I adopted Smudge many years ago, she was a hissing, spitting, feral black kitten. She grew into a hissing, spitting, feral black cat, distrustful of all but those in her immediate human family. The attitude of the uncultivated Smudge earned her the nickname Baleful Kitty, and I must admit I like the moniker. Baleful has a dramatic old-fashioned appeal that somehow suited my dramatic old-fashioned feline. Now, though I don't really believe that Smudge was malicious, dire, or cruel, that is what baleful means. The bale in this word is of considerable antiquity, coming from an Indo-European verb meaning to harm. Bale showed up in an old English document in the year 1000 and was in fairly heavy rotation for centuries to refer to evil, mischief, injury, and woe. Literary offerings from the 15th through the 18th centuries speak of days of bale and bitterness and flowers long buried in winter's bale. The adjective baleful appeared in the 1200s with the meaning malicious, destructive, noxious. In older writings, we read such phrases as the baleful lust of gold and the baleful labyrinth of despair. Bards of the past have put the words bale and baleful to good use over the centuries. In her day, Smudge the Baleful Kitty was in fine literary company.
Christy the Wordsmith is sponsored by the Gelhausen Family Foundation, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and Zoot Enterprises of Bozeman, Montana, a global provider of advanced decision management solutions for the financial services industry. ZootSolutions.com.